To my trade, it's clear that for whatever the rhyme or reason, there are going to be a lot more snaps coming your way right now. And how do you view that opportunity, and what do you think you can do with it?
I mean, it's an opportunity. Anytime an opportunity presents itself in the past, I've took advantage of it. And, you know, I've been waiting for it a long time, and I'm just ready to step up. You know, I've been preparing a lot, and then I had a lot of great veteran leadership that was in front of me. And, you know, within these past 2 years, I got to learn from Justin Tuck, Mathis Kiwanuka, JPP. And so, you know, I feel like it's my time, and I'm ready to take advantage of it.
What are you most curious about your game, that when you get these extra snaps, what do you want to see from yourself do?
Just go out there and have fun and do what I love to do the best, you know. Just go out there and do my ability and just play the game that I love. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. When I do that, you know, things take care of themselves and, you know, everything falls into place. So, you know, that's my biggest thing is just getting out there, and so I'm ready.
Roger, do you feel you're further ahead in the run or the pass at this point?
Oh, definitely. Experience is our best teacher. You know, I've had 2 years to get bigger, stronger, faster, and, you know, just hone my skills and just take, you know, advice from Jason Pierre-Paul, who's such a great mentor. So, you know, honestly, like I said, I'm just ready to go out there and just prove to everybody I can do it, you know, be it every down defensive end, you know, not just a third down pass rusher, you know, situation guy. I want to go in there and step up, you know, put my team in the best situation.
I got it for
you. When Perry has talked about you, he said, you know, there are times in practice the guy looks great, and there are other times he, you know, he's a little inconsistent. I mean, what do you have to do to be more consistent?
I think that's one of those things that internally I had to fight with. You know, being a young guy and, you know, being so accustomed to coming in playing early as a true freshman in college, I felt like something was supposed to be given to me, which at this level, nothing's supposed to be given to you. So I felt, you know, some type of way, and that's my fault. And so, you know, I prolonged that process. But like I said, experience is the best teacher. And, you know, sometimes what they say, a hard head makes a soft behind. So, you know, that was one of those things.
When you looked at the tape of the Titans offense, specifically Mettenberger, the rookie quarterback, what do you see there?
You see a talented quarterback. You know, I seen what I seen in college. You know, a great competitor, great arm, and, you know, he's going to compete and he's going to talk trash. And so, you know, that's one of those quarterbacks that I like to play against. That way, once, you know, you go out there and you beat him, then, you know, it is what it is.
Montreal coach had said that you had started the game the way as a bulk and then you dropped off a little bit. Do you feel you're at a point now physically where you want to be?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely feel like I'm at a point where I want to be, but also there's always room for improvement. And always, you know, more room to get better. And so, honestly, I'm just going to try to get better each and every day. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not doing my job.
For you, when you're starting, I mean, is run defense the first priority?
Of course. I mean, at the end of the day, all of it's a priority. I don't go out there and look and say, okay, is this a rundown or is this a pass down and this is more important. I go out there and I say, okay, this is the play, and so it's time to go regardless of the situation. So, you know, I don't really harp on, okay, is this pass down or is this rundown. I just go out there and play. Whatever the call is, I line up, do my assignment, and then everything, you know, it works out from there.
Have you felt ready before this?
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt ready. But, I mean, I feel as any competitor, you're always going to say you're ready. But, you know, the coaches have been coaching a lot. They've been coaching in this league a lot longer than I've been playing in this league, so they know what they're talking about. So it was one of those things where I just had to sit there and realize that, you know, instead of saying, okay, I'm supposed to be in here, I feel some type of way, I feel like I'm good enough to play, let me figure out why coach is saying I'm not ready to play. And, you know, obviously he's been doing this, so this, you know, he knows what he's talking about.
Would you have rather had this opportunity, you know, based on those decisions rather than sort of the circumstances?
I mean, who wouldn't want that opportunity to come in and play, you know, in a rush at first? But then at the same time, I can look at this as a blessing in disguise. I got a year to get stronger, bigger, and faster, and, you know, a little more experience. So, therefore, you know, now that it is my time, I'm just going to go in there and make it happen.
I assume they were giving you feedback all along what it was you needed. What do we want to see more of?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They always give you feedback. That's their job as coaches. If they're not coaching you or giving you feedback, then they're not doing their job, because it's their job to tell you what to do and what to improve on. So they constantly been telling me, and so it's been a work in progress, and, you know, we all been working together, and so now it's that time.
In terms of being physically ready, where are you most different from last year?
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, just like everybody else is bigger, faster, and stronger. I feel like, honestly, the biggest tool or weapon in my arsenal is probably experience and, you know, just being more of a student of the game. I've learned to study a little bit more, you know, study my opponents and the game plan, and so I feel like I'm more mentally prepared as far as physically. It's not a physical thing. It's always been a mental thing.
Having potentially your first start, is there anything you're looking forward to just experiencing, not necessarily football-wise, but as a...
I'm looking forward to just getting out there and making a play. So, I mean, honestly, I don't never have expectations or anything. I just go in there and just play, and then, you know, everything will take care of itself. I put in all the hard work, you know, this offseason during the week and, you know, studying. And so now it's just time for me to just go out there and not think so much and just let it happen.
Demontre, JPP is I think, about 25 or so pounds heavier than you. Is there an advantage or something that you can exploit, given that you're a little lighter than the average, I guess, defensive end on this team? Speed or quickness or anything like that?
I mean, I feel like my speed and my quickness is better, but, I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter about him being heavy. It's all the same, you know, it's not the size of the dog, but it's the fight in the dog. And, you know, I feel like I got the most fight in me, like, with the best guys out there, if not more. So, you know, it's not so much about being heavier. It's just about the will and the want to. And I feel like my will and want to will crush anybody out there.